来祷告。
Heavenly Father, once again we rejoice to be in your presence.
我们的天父，我们在你的面前再一次充满欢喜。
Father, from the bottom of our hearts, we give thee thanks and praise for sending your Son, our Lord Jesus, to die on our behalf.
我们从我们的心里向你献上感谢和赞美，把你的儿子差遣来为我们罪在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus paid the greatest price to redeem us.
我们的主耶稣为我们付出了极重无比的代价，把我们救赎回来。
And this morning we celebrate the love our Lord Jesus has towards us.
今天早上我们来我们今天早上我们来赞美主耶稣向着我们的爱。
Lord, we thank thee for finishing the work on the cross of Calvary.
主耶稣，我们赞美你在十字架上为我们成就的这功，完成的这功。
And now you are seated on the right hand of the Majesty.
今天你坐在那个荣耀的神的右边。
Reigning and ruling over all the affairs of our life.
在我们的地上一切的生事情上作王掌权。
Lord, we thank thee for sending your blessed Holy Spirit.
主，我们感谢你赐下那个圣灵。
To prepare your church, to prepare your bride.
预备教会，预备心腹。
To work in us your good pleasure.
在我们的心里面来做工。
To complete that work in us.
在我们里面来完成那个工作。
We welcome blessed Holy Spirit.
我们那个圣灵。
Lord, we commit our day into your hands.
我们把我们的聚会仰望在你手里。
Thou knowest our need.
高我们的聚会。
According to our need, thou may speak to us.
为了我们的需要向我们说话。
Lord Jesus, minister yourself unto us.
把你来向我们来启示。
Blessed Holy Spirit, hover over us.
那个圣灵能够来住在我们的里，充满在我们的里面。
Continue your work in our lives.
在我们的生活里面继续你的工作。
Deepen your work in our lives.
在我们的生活里面更深的工作。
And fulfill the promise which you have given unto us.
来成就你的预，成就你的旨意。
The work which you have started, you will complete it.
你开始的工作，你一定要完成。
So we yield our lives into your hands.
我把我们的生命都交托在你的手中。
We remain at your disposal, O Lord.
我们完全听你的指挥。
Thou may speak.
请你来说话。
Bless us this morning.
祝福今天早上。
And receive glory, honor, and praise.
我们奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. The burden I have this morning in my heart to share with you, dear brothers and sisters.
今天早上我的与你们分享的负担是。
Is to know the God who is triune God.
来知道说神是一个得胜的神。
The title of this sharing we can name God the Holy Spirit.
我们今天早上的交通的题目可以说神这个圣灵，神就是圣灵。
When we are talking about our God,
当我们讲到我们的神的时候
，We know God the Father.
我们知道说神天父。
God the Son.
神儿子。
And God the Holy Spirit.
神这个子。圣灵。
So when we worship the triune God.
我们当我们来敬拜神的时候，我们敬拜三位一体的神。
When we pray triune God.
当我们祷告的时候，我们祷告这个三位一体的神。
When we come as us, we must realize and know that we are in the presence of triune God.
当我们来到他同在的时候，我们必须知道说，我们来到这位三位一体的神的面前。
God the Father loved the world so much that He sent His only begotten Son.
天父这样子爱我们，把他的独生爱子差给我们。
And the Son of the Lord Jesus was so obedient to the Father.
主耶稣儿子是这样子的顺服他的父亲。
That He told that my meat is to do my Father's will.
他说我的食物就是做遵循我天父的旨意。
I do whatever I see my father's doing.
我所做的是看见我天父所做的。
I speak what I hear my Lord speaking to me.
我说是从我天父那里听见的。
Unless the father draws people, nobody will come to me.
如果不是父吸引，就没有人到我这里来。
His entire life and the ministry was to exalt the father.
他一生的生活，他的服事都是来荣耀神，高举神。
And obedient to the Father that he prayed in that Garden of Gethsemane.
他在那样子的顺服，他在克西马尼园里祷告。
Father, if it is possible, this bitter cup be passed from me. But if it is not your will, your will be done.
如果愿意的话，请你把这个悲苦悲撤去。但是，愿你的旨意成就。
Not as I will, but your will be done, O Father.
不是我的意思，乃是照着你的意思。
He submitted his life, his ministry, everything to the Father.
他把他的生活、他的服事完全的交托给了神。
And then he said, "It is finished on the cross of Calvary."
当他在那个十加略身上说成了的时候。
He says, "Into your hands, Father, I give my spirit."
他说我把我的灵交在你的手中。
I have a question for all of us: How we can know that the work Lord has completed on the cross of Calvary is indeed finished work?
那我有一个问题：主耶稣在十字架上所完成的工，怎么知道才是完全的完成了呢？
There may be many answers to this question.
也许这个问题有答案。
But one confidence is always in my heart.
但是在我的一直有一个确据。
That as Lord said, I have finished my work and into your hands I submit my spirit, O Father.
当他在十字架上说成了，我把我的灵交在你的手中的时候。
Then he was buried and rose again.
他被埋葬又复活。
And he took the keys from Satan's hand.
他把那个钥匙从撒旦的手中拿下来。
And he proclaimed, "All authority is given unto me."
他宣告说，天上地上所有的权柄都赐给了他。
And how we can know, once again, I may ask, that Lord has finished His work?
那我们怎么知道说主耶稣完成了他的工作呢？
We know that Lord, after ascending, He went and took His rightful place on the right hand of God.God the Father.
我们知道说他升上去之后他坐在神宝座的右边。
But still we cannot visualize that and may not understand it fully.
但是我们不能够完全的想看见，我们不能够完全的明白。
And if we may think, yes, I have him taking that place, sitting on the right hand of the majesty.
你说如果我没有看见他坐在那个荣耀神宝座的右边。
But there is one evidence, and such a great evidence for all of us.
但是这对我们来说是这样的一个证据。
That without a shadow of doubt, we can know in the heart of our heart.
但是没有任何一点怀疑，在我们的心里，我们确实的知道。
That yes, indeed, Lord has finished the work, and He is seated on the right hand of God the Father.
主耶稣的确完成了工作，而且现在坐在神宝座的右边。
Any clue?
有任何的线索
？Any answer?
任何的答案吗
？Yes.As we were singing the song, and even dear brother, how long picked that song 233?
我们在唱这首诗歌，或者是海狼弟兄选的232首。
Lord repeatedly told, "If I will go, I will send you another Comforter."
主耶稣一直在跟我们说，如果我去，我要差下一个保护师来给你们。
The promise of the Father will come upon you.
神的应许一定要降临在身上。
Father will send, I will send the Holy Spirit upon you.
我要把圣灵差到你们的身上。
And indeed, we know that the Holy Spirit has come.
我们也确实的知道圣灵已经来了。
And sometimes, like dear brother James picked that song in a fellowship, West Office fellowship.
翁弟兄在西南区聚会的选的诗歌。
Comforter has come. Comforter has come.
保惠师已经来了。保惠师。
So we have this greatest evidence.
所以我们有这个很明显的证据。
That Lord has finished His ministry.
主耶稣已经完成了他的。
And has taken His rightful place.
坐在神宝座的右边。
Only then the Holy Spirit can come.
只有那个时候圣灵才能够降下来。
So now we should not remain in any shadow of doubt or any confusion.
所以我们不用再活在怀疑的里面，或者是。
And as the Holy Spirit has come, that was according to the promise of Father.
那个圣灵降下来是根据神的应许。
So let us look into some scriptures and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, what the Lord has to talk to us.
我们再看一些经节和一些引导，主耶稣是怎么向我们讲的。
I mentioned our God is Triune God.
我像我所讲的是，我们的神是一位三位一体的神。
There is a need for each one of us and all of us.
对我们每个人都有一个需要。
To know that Holy Spirit is not it.
那个圣灵不只是那他一个。
Holy Spirit is He. Holy Spirit is a person of the Godhead.
圣灵是神，是一个人，是一个个体，是一个位格。
we must know God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
我们必须知道父神、子神和圣灵。
There are many hymns which touches our hearts. One says, "Equal honor is given to the Son."
我们有很多诗歌、摸到我们的心，那个荣耀，同样的荣耀归给神。
And that is under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
那个圣灵的那个恩膏。
So the work which the Lord has finished on the cross of Calvary.
主耶稣在加略身上所完工作。
God the Father has entrusted it in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
父神把它交在了圣灵的手中。
God, the Holy Spirit is going to complete the work which our Lord Jesus started.
圣灵要完成那个 主耶稣在我们心中所要开始的工作。
If you remember the story of Abraham,
如果你记得起那个亚伯拉罕的故事
，the father of faith,
那个信心之父
，he was indeed full of faith towards the Lord.
他对主耶稣充满了信心。
He said, "I will not rely upon my own understanding and the riches I have and so much I know."
他不是依靠自己的知识，也不是依靠他所有的财富。
But I will utterly depend and rely upon my God.
他是要完完全全的来依靠神。
In many areas, he completely depended upon the Lord.
在很多地方他完完全全地依靠主
But specifically where we can see how much he was the disposal of God
有一件事情我们可以看见说他是怎样的来依靠主
When the time came in his life where he must find a wife or bride for his son Isaac
时候到了他一定要给他的儿子找一个新娘
He said I don't want to be guided or led by my own feelings
他说我不要被靠着我自己的感觉
I want to make sure for myself that the one who is going to be my son's wife is from God
他说我一定要确信说这个成为我儿子心腹的是从神那里而来
He wanted to set the priorities right
他要把那个先后次序要摆对
And he sent his servant
他就把他的仆人差去
He said don't go here and there anywhere
他说不要去任何地方
Go to my father's family or my own people
去我的回到我本族本乡去
And then Lord guided the servant to find the wife for Isaac
主就那个新带领那个仆人给Isaac 找到新娘
God the Father has sent the Holy Spirit
父就差遣了那个圣灵
To prepare his bride
来预备他的新娘
to prepare his church
来预备他的教会
the work in its entirety is in the hands of the Holy Spirit the work of preparing the bride for his son our Lord Jesus is in its entirety is in the hands of the Holy Spirit
预备为这个儿子预备教会预备心腹的工作是完完全全在圣灵的手中
The complete work is entrusted in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
这个工作的完成也是完完全全的被交在了圣灵的手中。
Holy Spirit is in full charge of this great eternal plan God the Father has for His Son.
这个圣灵现在在这件事情上的做主。
The work of the Spirit is so evident.
这个圣灵的工作是这样子的明显。
One cannot put it aside. One cannot ignore it.
人不能够来忽略这件事情。
One cannot underestimate it, undermine it.
也不能够来轻看这件事情，低估这件事情。
Because sole purpose after preparing the bride, only the Holy Spirit knows.
只有圣灵知道说这个心腹被预备好。
Am I talking double talk? let me make it a little clear.The purpose of preparing the bride is solely given, wholly given to the Holy Spirit.
预备心腹的这个目的是完全的交托给了圣灵，完全的告诉了圣灵，只有圣灵知道。
In the Old Testament, we see the glimpse of this desire and glimpse of this purpose as the prophets prayed.
在旧约的时候，我们借着先知的一点，能够看到这件事情。
First read in Psalms, David is telling Don't take away your Holy Spirit from me.
圣灵在诗篇里面大卫说不要从我抽取你的圣灵。
And then in book of Isaiah and other books, we read repeatedly about the Holy Spirit.
在以赛亚书或者其他的先知预言里面，我们读到一点点圣灵。
And the Lord started talking about it.
但是主耶稣开始讲到圣灵。
And before that, John the Baptist, the forerunner for our Lord's ministry, started talking about it.
在那之前是施洗的约翰讲到了圣灵。
Let us turn to one scripture which is found in Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.
我们来看马太福音第三章第十一节。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.
马太福音第三章第十一节。
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
马太福音第三章十一节，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
For John the Baptist, Lord himself, our Lord Jesus himself told that there is no man born in among man greater than John the Baptist. If you are the student of the Bible, you can remember this.
主耶稣讲到施洗的约翰说，在妇人里所生的没有大过施洗约翰的。
And here this man, I can tell mere flesh and blood.
但是在这里施洗约翰讲到
is telling that There is someone who is greater than I.
但有一个人比我更大。
He started telling to Israelites and others, I baptize you in this water, but there is one who is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
他跟以色列人说，我是用水给你施洗，但那在我以后来的是用圣灵与火给你施洗。
John the Baptist was baptizing unto repentance.
约翰是给人施洗，使人悔改。
That is the first and foremost step.
这是呢第一步。
You must repent.
我们必须悔改。
Repentance is not crying.
是悔改，不是说哭。
And begging.
求告，祈求。
The original meaning of this word repentance is to change your mind.
那个这句话的那个悔改的原意就是说要改变你的心思。
And as you feel that change in your mind, in your thinking, your life, your way of talking, your motives, your desires, everything will change.
当你感觉到你的思想在改变的时候，你的说话、你的行事都在改变。
Another meaning of repentance is you are going on this one direction.
换句话说，悔改就是说你在往这样走。
But when you Come back to your senses. When you are sobered, you take U-turn.
当你开始有一些感觉，有一些常识的时候，你就打一个 U-turn, 回转过来。
And after that repentance, John the Baptist says, "Now you come, and I will baptize you in the water."
他说，当你悔改的时候，你来到我这里，我用水给你施洗。
Water is always cold.
水总是很冷的。
And in America, we have facility and.This technology, we can make it a little bit warm.
Yeah, 今天在美国有一些技术，我们可以让水稍微暖和一点。
When we are baptized in cold water, we may become cold.
当我们在冷水里头失禁的时候，我们会觉得很冷。
If we are baptized in warm water, we may become lukewarm.
如果我们在那个温水里失禁的话，我们可能会变得不冷不热。
Not criticizing, just to.Bring the liveliness.
不是说要评价。
But here, John the Baptist is telling that he's coming. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
但我以后要来的要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Lord Jesus Christ, when He baptized us with the Holy Spirit,
当主耶稣用圣灵给我们施浸的时候
，He baptized us.In the river of liquid fire,
他把我们在那个火的河里面来施浸。
A river of liquid fire,
是在那个火的河里面来
施浸。The one who is truly baptized by the Lord in this river of fire.
有一位在这个火的河里面被施浸的，被主耶稣施浸。
Or by the Holy Spirit and the fire.
或者被圣灵与火来施洗的。
Cannot remain cold.
不可能再一直的冷
暖。No way he or she can remain lukewarm.
他不可能再变得不冷不热。
That person is filled with that fire.
那个人被那个火所充满。
This person's entire being, soul, body, and spirit, is dipped into the fire.
那个人整个的人被圣灵所充满，被浸在那个火里面。
By the way, the real meaning of baptism.
换句话说，那个施浸的意思。
In Greek, it is called baptizo.
希腊的文里面 baptizo.
Actually, this term was used when.People wanted to dye the cloth.
就是说人当人想要来把那个衣服染颜色的时候。
There is a dye already, that whatever color, red or black, whatever color.
不管是有什么样的颜色。
And they take this plain cloth and they dip this cloth into that dye.
他就把那个白的布放到那个颜色的里面。
And after some time when they take that cloth out.
过了一段时间再把那块布拿出来。
The dye, that color, the dye is in the cloth.
那个颜色就进到那个布的里面。
And we can see that cloth is in the dye.
我们也看见说那个布也颜色的里面。
What I mean, cloth in the dye?
我说布在那个颜色什么意思呢？
It's soaking wet.
说这个布完完全全的湿。
That is the word I would like to put some emphasis on.
那句话是我想要强调的。
Soaking.
就是完全的浸透。
When you take bath, it's one thing, but when you dive in the river,
当你take a,
dive,
就是当你当你洗澡当你进到河里是完全另外一回事。
You are soaked, immersed in water.
你是完全的进到水里面，完全的被湿透。
So when the Lord baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and fire, that fire is in us, and we are in the fire.
当主耶稣用圣灵与火给我们施洗的时候，这火在我们的里面，我们也在火的里面。
And when we are in this fire of the Holy Spirit,
当我们在这个圣灵的火里面的时候，
nothing can touch us.
没有任何的事情能够摸到我们。
This friends of Daniel were in the fiery furnace.
当但以理的朋友在那个火炉里的时候，
And Lord Jesus was with them.
主耶稣是同在。
When we areis in the fire of the Holy Spirit.
当我们进到那个圣灵的火里的时候，
Lord is with us.
主耶稣与我们同在。
Wheresoever we may go, whatsoever we may do, Lord is with us.
无论我们走到哪里，我们做什么服事，主耶稣都和我们同在。
So as our dear brother Ernie started talking in our conference,
所以那个 Ernie 弟兄在夏令会的时候说，
that there is a need for all of us to know our Lord Jesus as a baptizer.Of the Holy Spirit and in fire.
所以每个人都要知道说主耶稣是给那是用圣灵与火给我们施浸的。
Lord Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and fire.
主耶稣用圣灵与火来给我们施浸。
The importance of the Holy Spirit was so much in the ministry of our Lord Jesus while he was on this earth.
圣灵在主耶稣的服事事上是这样子的重要。
That he repeat mentioning it to his disciples.
主耶稣就一直不停地跟他的门徒在讲。
And as he did this living word, the Lord Jesus.
当我们来读主耶稣这个活的话语的时候。
And these days, many of our Bibles, it is in red letter, easy to find out.
今天如果你的圣经上是红的字。
It will stand out from this written words.
它就会突出出来。
And whenever we see this red words, we will.Pay some extra attention to that.
当我们看见这个字是用红印的时候，我们就会特别注意。
Has some powerful message for us.
是这样子强有力的信息。
Would you please turn with me to John chapter 14, verse 16?
我们一起来翻开约翰福音第十四章第十四节。
Gospel according to John chapter 14, verse 16.
约翰福音十四章十四十六节。
Lord's life was full of prayer.
主的生活是充满了祷告。
And we must learn this also that behind our ministry must be the prayers.
我们也需要学会说在我们服事的后面很多的祷告。
Lord Jesus used to go all morning and go some far distance and would spend time in prayer with the Father.
主耶稣早上很早的起了到很远的地方去独自一人与和父在那里祷告。
And here in this John chapter 14 verse 16 we read,
在这里约翰福音14章16节。
And he tells, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
Even the Spirit of Truth.
就是真理的
Just that much, yeah. Even
就是真理的圣灵。
He's telling that I will pray to the Father that he may send another comforter.
他说我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
Disciples were, their hearts were grieved when they heard that the Lord is going away from them.
主耶稣门徒的心非常的忧愁，因为听到主耶稣要离开他们。
That he is going to lay down for the disciples.
主耶稣要为他的门徒舍命。
And they were blessed.
他们里面没有。
Their hearts were troubled.
他们的心非常的难过。
At that time, Lord is telling to his disciples.I will pray to the Father that He will give you another comforter.
所以主耶稣对门徒说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你一位保惠师。”
That He may abide with you forever.
叫他永远与你们同在。
Why Lord has to pray this prayer?
为什么主耶稣要有这样子一个祷告？
For without the work of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Father is not complete.
因为没有圣灵的这个工作 神的工作就没有办法完成。
Let us turn to one more scripture which is found in Luke chapter 11.
我们再翻到路加福音第十一章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 11.
福音是路加福音第十一章。
Verse 13.
三十
Luke 11 verse 13.
十三节。路加福音十一章十三节。
A man being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?
路加福音十一章十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
？If I have one testimony.Just one testimony for my dear Chinese brothers and sisters wherever I meet them.
如果我有一个见证或者只有一个见证的话。
Your ears must be attentive to what I'm going to tell.
你必须要注意的听。
If one testimony I may have to testify about my dear Chinese brothers and sisters.
如果有一个见证只有一个见证为我的中国的弟兄姊妹见证的话。
They are excellent, blessed parents.
他们的那个是他们的这个父母，他们的这样子的出色的父母。
I'm not to stir you up, but this is what I feel, how I feel.
我不是想让你不安，但是这是我的感觉。
Very loving and very caring parents.
是这样子的爱，这样子的细致。
And here the Lord is mentioning something completely opposite.
但是主在这里提到了一件事情是完全的相反。
He's talking to those, the parents who are the worst in the whole society.
他是对那些在整个社会里面非常不好的父母。
That ordinary people will call them even, look at them even like the dirt of the society.
世上的人平常人都会觉得说他们是这个社会的渣子泥土。
And the Lord tells, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?
你们虽然不好，是要拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
？This sentence.End with exclamation mark.
这句话不是只是用一个那个叹号来结束。
But you might have noticed it has a question mark.
这句话不是用这句话是用一个问号来结束。
It's questioning. You just think for yourself. Lord is telling.
主耶稣说你自己来想一想。
If you are giving or willing to give the best to your children, how much more if you will ask the Father, He will give the Holy Spirit.
如果你愿意把最好的给你的儿女，更何况天父岂不是更愿意把圣灵给求他？
So here there are two things. Lord Jesus is praying that God the Father may send the Holy Spirit as another comforter.
这里有两件事情，主耶稣在祷告说要求父，赐下另外一位保惠师来给我们。
And I believe the secret of the Holy Spirit coming.Upon us. It is not because that we are good, or if it is not because we are praying and asking that we can get the Holy Spirit.
不是因为我们好，或者是因为我们向神求了，所以圣灵就来了。
But because Lord Jesus prayed, Father sent the Holy Spirit.
而是因为主耶稣求了父，父才降下保惠师。
But as if the Lord is reminding us that you also, as my disciples, have a need.To pray and ask for the Holy Spirit.
主也在这里提醒我们，作为门徒，你们也要求，也要求告。
And the song I have from the hymn book in my heart, it tells Spirit without measure. If you please kindly put that song.
我的里面的负担那个诗歌《圣灵》。
Very wonderful heart's desire is expressed in this song.A very good heart's desire is expressed in this song. It says, I lift my hand to the coming, to the great I am, you I sing.
我举双手向要来之王，至大的我是向你歌颂。
Lifting up of the hands.
我举起双手。
In 2 minutes, I want to share a few things.
用两分钟的时间，我分享一点事情。
When we sing, I want to lift up my hands.
当你说我要举起我的
手。Or I lift up my hands to you, O Lord.
主我向你举起我的手。
It is cruise control.
这就是那个。
If it is under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
是在圣灵的恩膏。
If there is great freedom in my life.
是在我的
freedom.
在我的生活里有这样的自由。
If I will.If I am really meaning what I am singing,
如果我唱的真的是我的意思
then it should start like this. I lift my hands to the coming King.
是应当从这个我举双手向要来之王开始
And in that, we will see reality.
在那里我们会发现实际
Sometimes we ourselves won't understand what we mean.
有的时候我们自己都不知道自己在
And always others may find it a little strange.
其他人会觉得说很奇怪
ButThat is what it is called worshipping the Lord in spirit and in reality. In truth, in spirit and in truth.
但是这就是说在圣灵和真实里面向神祷告。
Yes, we worship and we lift up our hearts.
是的，我们敬拜，我们把我们的心
提起来。There is true worship going on in our heart.
但是在我们的心里面有真实的敬拜。
But,Our hands are to lift up before the Lord.
但是我们的手在神面前举起来。
The same way about prayer.
祷告也是同样的事情。
As we are talking about Lord Jesus, He knelt and prayed.
当我们讲到主耶稣的时候，他跪下来祷告。
Sometimes here we cannot kneel and pray.
在这里我们不能够跪下来。
But they didn't see to Turn this reality, the truth, in direction.
但是会把这个实际
You got it? Yeah. Means the means are meant to, we can tell, in other words, we can tell I bow and I kneel in my heart.
我们可以说我们在我们的心里面我们低头敬拜。
But knees are to be kneeled.
但是我们的膝盖要跪下来。
If we mean in the heart, the knees has no problem.
如果我们的心里面是真实的，我们的膝盖不会有任何问题。
At least in our prayer closet. At least in our prayer closet.
但是至少是在我们的祷告室里面。
Our bedside.
在我们的床边上。
We can kneel and pray.
我们可以跪下来向。
There is no legalism in this. I'm just trying to share how this works. The Holy Spirit works.
我只是想来向你们分享说圣灵怎样来在这些话里面来工作。
I have been a little bit sidetracked, but like I said this, I lift my hands to the coming King, to the great I am, to you I sing.
诗歌里讲，我要举手要来至王至大的，我是向你歌颂。
Shall we go a little further up? For you, can I go up? Oh, okay, yeah. For you are the only one who reigns within my heart. Such a powerful declaration. Such a powerful devotional proclamation. To you I sing, brother, stay there. For you are the only one who reigns within my heart. Let us go. I will serve no foreign God. No any other treasure. Do you feel the writers? Do you feel the Holy Spirit's words?
As
foreign God. And then it says, the Spirit without measure. For you are my heart's desire. The Spirit without measure. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit is in us, working in us. But when the Spirit of the Lord becomes without measure,
圣灵在我们的心里面工作，但是当这个圣灵当没有限量的时候，
that makes the whole difference.
那就造成很大的区别。
In our walk, in our talk, in our ministry, in every areas of our Christian life, even in our day-to-day life, it makes the whole difference.
在我们的说话、行事、服事的里面，甚至在我们每天的生活里面，会有很大的不同。
One scripture portion is so dear to all of us.
有一个经节对我们非常的
which is found in John chapter 15.
在约翰福音15章。
And we know the scripture portion by heart.
我们都知道这句话。
Lord started telling, I am the tree and you are the branches.
主耶稣说我是葡萄树，你们是。
My Father is a gardener.
我父是栽培的人。
And he puts the emphasis, we must abide in him.
他强调说我们一定要住在他里面。
And he abides in us.
他也在我们里面。
Abiding in the vine, that is the song we have.
我们有一首诗歌说住在。
We have a hymn which sings, abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine.
我们有一首诗歌是。
Abiding in the vine. Yeah. Anyway, but it tells it very clearly, we must abide in him, and he must abide in us. Then only we can bear much fruit for the Father's pleasure and delight and glory. And how the Lord abides in us through his Holy Spirit.
但是主是怎样住在我们里面呢?
And Lord has this desire, this Holy Spirit may be without measure.
主有一个愿望说这个他的圣灵是没有限量的。
So if we Paul exhorts us by telling that I die daily.
所以保罗说我每天都在死。
Many of the believers has this as a theme. We must die to ourselves. We must be crucified on the cross.
很多信徒都相信说我必须要死，我必须要被钉在十字架上。
But if we want to really experience this for ourselves in our life,
如果你要在我们的生活里面真实地经历这一点，
when the Holy Spirit will abide in us with all its fullness, we will reckon ourselves dead with Christ and crucified with Christ.
如果圣灵的确充满在我们的里面的话，我们就算我们与主耶稣一同死在十字架上。
And 24 hours of a day, we will know in the heart of our heart for sure that it is not I live, but Christ living.
所以我们就确实地知道说在一天24小时里不是我活乃是主耶稣。
It may not remain just a Bible verse on the
而不是只是圣经上的一句话。
It will become reality in our life.
而是在我们生活里面成为实际。
Many of us, I have experienced this liberty as I experience the Holy Spirit working in my life with fullest of His liberty.
我经历到这个圣灵在我们的在我的里面完完全全自由的工作。
Paul is telling, give your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service unto the Lord.
保罗说把你自己献上当作活祭，是圣洁的神所喜悦的。
He desires our soul, body and spirit, our entire being, that may be fully for Him.
保罗说他愿意我们神愿意我们把我们自己完完全全灵魂体完全的奉献给神。
When the Holy Spirit comes, we will feel that we are dead with Christ.
当圣灵来的时候，我们就知道说我们与主
同死。We'll experience that no longer we live, but Christ lives in us.
我们就经历不再是我活，乃是主耶稣活在我们。
The Holy Spirit and its abundance and fullness bring this reality in our life.
这个圣灵它的它的丰富在我们的生活里面。
And we are waiting for our Lord's coming.
我们等待着主的再来。
We are waiting for His kingdom to come.
我们等待他的国在国度的降临。
And we are desiring that all the kingdoms of this world may become kingdom of our God.
我们盼望说这地上的国要成为我主基督的国。
If you please turn with me to one scripture, Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
And we'll read verses 28 to 32. Matthew chapter 12, verses
28.
Or we may read a few scriptures. But if I cast out devils by the spirit with capital S of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you.
马太福音十二章二十八节，我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。
Let us just look at the scripture.
我们再来看这节圣经。
Lord is telling, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you.
二十八节，我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。
The latter part of the scripture, portion 32 tells about every sin against, speaking against even me, Lord Jesus is telling, can be and will be forgiven. But blasphemy against the Holy Spirit in this life and time to life to come is not going to be forgiven.
三十二节讲到说，凡说话干犯人子的，还可得赦免；唯独说话干犯圣灵，是来世总不得赦免。
You read the 32nd verse, right?
Yes.
Yeah, praise the Lord. That's good. So this is what Lord declared it.
是主所宣告的。
This is casting out demons, devils from people's life and setting them free from the oppression and all the attacks of the evil spirits.
如果我把魔鬼从人的里面赶出去，使他们不被这些魔鬼所束缚。
Then you must know that the kingdom of God has come to you.
你就知道说神的国临到你了。
Not only Lord cast out demons with the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
不光是说主靠着圣灵把这些魔鬼赶出去。
He started touching the people and healing them.
他触摸人使人得医治。
He started speaking to the winds and the waves,
他向风和海说话。
And they started obeying the Lord.
他们来顺服主。
Because these many spirits are in the water.
因为在那个水里面有很多的灵。
Waters are the abode of evil spirits many times.
因为在水里面有很多这个魔鬼的。
So Lord is telling, when I'm doing all this thing under the guidance and anointing of the Holy Spirit, know for sure.But the kingdom of God has come.
当我在圣灵的恩膏里面和引领里面做很多事情的时候，你们知道说神的国临到你们。
Now, when we are talking about Book of Acts,
当我们讲到使徒行传的时候
，many have a way of talking or calling this Book of Acts.
很多人称使徒行传
the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒的行传。
But there are so many Christians that talks and name this book as the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
但是很多人也称这卷书是圣灵的行传。
Brother Bhakti Singh has one message. He never wrote a book, but sisters used to dictate his sharing.
有一个
Brother Bhakti Singh.
Bhakshin 弟兄他从来没有写过书，他的妻子总是在那里写。
Yeah. And one of the book has a title, 40 Mountain Peaks. 40 Mountain Peaks.
本书叫做40个山峰。
And there is one more book in which he tells or he draws the attention of people that every chapter had one or more problems, hindrances, obstacles by the enemy.Every chapter in the book of Acts.
在那个使徒行传里面，每一章里面都有仇敌的攻击和拦阻。
But he tells, by the help of the Holy Spirit, by the working of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, they, means his disciples, those early Christians, could overcome one and all obstacles.
但是借着圣灵的帮助，借着圣灵的工作，他的门徒们能够胜过这些困难。
They were triumphant in all these areas.
他们在所有的地方都得胜。
Fear came upon people.
当人们被恐惧抓住的时候
，God judged Ananias and Sapphira.
神审判亚拿尼亚和撒非。
Because they lied to the Holy Spirit.
因为他们向圣灵撒谎。
Because The whole work, as it started in that upper room,
在那个
in the upper room,
在那个楼上，在那个房他们在那所上的楼上，圣灵的开始工作在那里开始。
As they were waiting, as the Lord told them, wait, don't depart from Jerusalem until you are empowered with the power from on high.
主跟他们说不要离开耶路撒冷，要在那里等候圣灵。
And as they were obedient and waiting, the promise came upon them, and they were all baptized with the Holy Spirit.
他们当他们顺服在那里等候的时候，他们就都被圣灵所充满。
There are many, many scriptures, which can bless our hearts, but we know about it very well.
我们知道很多很多的经节。
Peter just stood up with.His co-workers or with friends and other disciples and apostles.
彼得就和他的那些同工们一同站起来。
And he preached just one sermon with the power of the Holy Spirit.
他传道借着圣灵的能力。
By the way, the another name of the Holy Spirit is also called power.
圣灵的另外一个名字就叫做能力。
When our Lord has told this, mentioned the Holy Spirit, he mentioned it.With the power, connecting Holy Spirit with power.
主耶稣讲到圣灵的时候，他就把圣灵和能力连。
And as we sang in the hymn, this Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, gives us love.
那首诗歌里面讲到说，圣灵的能力给我们，圣灵的能力给我们，生命。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 talks about it very clearly.
哥罗西书。
Galatians.
5:22.
Yeah, talks about it very clear. The gift, the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的果子。
First, the love.
第一个果子就是爱。
And so many essential, so vital attributes or the qualities comes in that 22nd verse.
很多那个。
And 23rd verse.
很多那个非常重要、非常非常非常重要的这个基督徒的性格都在那个二十二节里面。
It all comes because of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. When the fullness of the Holy Spirit is in our life, that bears the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
当那个这个丰富的圣灵住在我们里面的时候，就结出第一个果子。
In our strength, we may try to love someone.
借着我们自己的力量，我们试图要去爱某一个。
But unless we have this fullness of the Holy Spirit.Unless this Holy Spirit is working in us with full freedom,
除非那个借着圣灵在我们里面能够做这个自由的工作
we cannot love anybody.
我们不可能爱任何的人。
So, and this is very familiar to Galatians 5:22 and 23.
所以我们对加拉太书二十二节非常的熟悉。
We deserve so much the fruits of the Holy Spirit to be seen in our life.
我们是这样子的渴慕人能够看见圣灵的果子在我们的生活里面。
And as the Lord told very clearly, the tree is known by its fruits.
主耶稣也非常讲得非常的清楚，说看果子。
It is the Lord's desire that not only we may be filled with the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣也盼望不光我们能够被圣灵充满，也结出圣灵的果子。
But our friends, our colleagues, and all may see those fruits of the Holy Spirit in abundance in our life.
也让我们的同事、我们的朋友能够在我们的生命里面能够看见这个这个丰富的果子。
And this fruits comes by the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
这个果子是从圣灵的工作结出来的。
After talking about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, I may branch into another thing, which is not that important in believers' life.Everywhere, most of the places.
当我讲到圣灵果子之后，我要提到一件事情，在很多信徒的里面，并生活里面不是很重要。
As me and my wife, we have this call on the ministry among many ethnic groups, African Americans, Koreans, Spanish speaking, Indians, and some others.
主呼召我和我妻子在很多不同的种类里面来工作，非洲人、印度人。
We share.With many groups, and we mingle with many believers groups.
我们和很多不同的种类来分享，也和他们一同。
But this reality I'm going to talk about is rarely seen in most of the believers groups.
但是在很多信徒的在很多信徒里面，这件事情看不到。
Gifts of the Holy Spirit, yes, yes, yes.
圣灵的恩赐能够看到。
I don't know if you have any idea what I'm going to say.
不晓得你知不知道我要说什么。
It's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Fruits of the Holy Spirit is one thing here. The other side is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章。
We may not stay there for a long time.
我们不可能讲很长的时间。
Okay, the very first verse starts with this. Paul is writing to believers in to the Corinthians.
保罗对哥林多的弟兄讲道。
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be or remain ignored.Or ignorant.
弟兄们论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。
Spiritual gifts, or the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
属灵的恩赐或者圣灵。
Paul tells in this scripture that there are many offices out there. There are many. He tells that for the strengthening of the church, equipping of the church, God has given.Some apostles, some prophets, some teachers. That is what I meant.
为了能够建立教会，神赐下了有使徒、有先知、有教法师。
Many offices are there.
有很多很多的功能。
And there are many gifts, but behind all these gifts is the same Holy Spirit.
有很多很多的恩赐，但在恩赐的背后只有一位灵。
The same Holy Spirit has given a gift of preaching the gospel to someone.
圣灵赐恩赐，有传福音的恩赐。
The same Holy Spirit has given the gift of healing to another one.
圣灵也是同样一位圣灵赐下这个。
The same Holy Spirit has given a gift of prophecy to even another brother.
同样的一位圣灵赐下说预言的恩赐。
The same Holy Spirit has given a gift of teaching.
同样的一位圣灵赐下这个教导的恩赐。
With the same Holy Spirit, some may speak in tongues.
同样的一位圣灵赐下这个说预言的恩，说方言的恩赐。
The same Holy Spirit is giving the gift of interpretation of the tongues.
同样的一位圣灵赐下这个翻圣灵的恩赐。
And Paul tells that there are many gifts, but the same Spirit, same Holy Spirit.
有很多很多的恩赐，但是却是同样的一位圣灵。
When the Lord has made this provision.If we remain ignorant about it, as Paul tells, brother, I wish, I desire that you may not remain ignorant about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
神有这个供应，保罗说我们不愿意你们不知道，一直活在无知的里面。
Such a learned and eloquent man and such a wonderful anointed servant and apostle of God is telling, I could not put enough emphasis on this thing that he starts, now considering spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have that you remain ignorant about it.
所以保罗在这里说，弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意。
This one thing has such an importance in believers' personal life and in corporate church life.
这件事情是这样子的重要，在弟兄姊妹的自己生活里面和在教会的生活里面。
And then he tells so much about it.
他讲到很多的事情。
We love. I'm just touching few things, the areas where I have felt that we have a tendency to.Look away from those things.
我只分享几件事情，我觉得说弟兄姊妹会从这些事情上忽略。
How many of us, a question to myself and all of us, how many of us would love or like to be a student in the school of Christ?
有几个人
Raise hands. Let us be lively. Hallelujah.
在学校里面。
Yeah. How many want us are willing to be in the school of Christ?
有多少人愿意在基督的学校里面？
All of us. We love to be a student.In the school of Christ.
我们都愿意在基督的学成为一个学生。
But if I say, how many of you or how many of us want to be, in the Holy Spirit?
如果我问说有多少人愿意在圣灵的学校里面
？Then I felt it many a times before. A little strange. So this is little different kind of talk.
以前我会觉得说这个讲论不太一样。
But the school of Christ.Is the school of the Holy Spirit.
但是这个基督的学校就是这个圣灵的学校。
Paul tells very clearly, Lord told it very clearly, I will send another comforter who will teach you all the things and remind you, bring it into your remembrance whatever I have said.
主耶稣讲得很清楚说要差另外一位保惠师在一切的事情上指教你们也 要叫你们想起我对你们
说的一些话。Holy Spirit is a teacher.
圣灵就是一位教法师。
And those who are willing to beIn the school of the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit will teach.
这些愿意在圣灵的学校里的圣灵一定会教导。
Yes, the Holy Spirit will start teaching about the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一定会讲到说这个圣灵的果子。
Also, the Holy Spirit will start teaching about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也会讲圣灵的恩赐。
Yes, the Holy Spirit talk about and teach about the love and long suffering and meekness.
圣灵也会讲到说爱是恒久忍耐还有温柔
But in the same school Holy Spirit will teach about the power about the fire about the anointing
也会讲到说能力恩高和这个能力和恩高
Let us turn to one scripture
我们一起再翻到一节圣经
1 John chapter 2 verse 27
约翰一书第二章二十七节
1 John Chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章
Verse 27.
第二十七节
But the anointing which you received of him abideth in you. You need not that any teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all the things, and is true.And is not lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Anointing of the Holy Spirit teaches us.
圣灵的恩膏在我们里面教训我们。
And when the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes and when the anointing teaches us, it is always true, never lie.
这个恩膏当这个恩膏来教训我们的时候它是真的从来不会说谎。
We may have many thoughts, we may have many hidden agendas, we may have many plans, and we may have some understandings about something.
我们可能会有很多的我们可能会有很多的想法很多的计划。
But when the anointing of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit comes, which is true,
当这个圣灵的恩膏来的时候，这个恩膏是真的
will Remove all those foreign thoughts, all the ideas of flesh, and the false desires we may have.
会除去我们所有虚幻的愿望和我们血气里的愿望。
Such an humbling, such an sobering.
是这样子的谦卑，这样子的。
This anointing deals with us.
这个恩膏对付我们。
He opens our eyes.
他把我们的眼睛打开。
He demands obedience.
他要求我们顺服。
That we may put aside our own agendas and our banks we may have towards someone or something.
会要求我们把我们的计划放下。
Just 2 days back, me and my wife were spending time in the Lord's Prayer presence as usual.
两天前，当我和我的妻子在主面前祷告的时候。
And we were so much blessed with one news. And as if the Lord was granting our prayer, hearing our prayers and our desires.
我们是这样子的，蒙祝福，主听我们的祷告。
And then this anointing of His Spirit and His full power came upon us.
当圣灵的恩膏临到我们，是这样子的，充满能力临到我们。
And this anointing told us no to that.
当圣灵在恩膏里面说不。
And how does anointing works?
这个恩膏是怎样做的呢？
There was not a single reasoning in our minds.
在我们里面没有任何的辩论。
There was no feeling that we don't understand what is this.
我没有感觉说这是什么呢？
There was no question why it is happening like this. Why the Holy Spirit is telling this.
没有问任何问题说为什么圣灵会这样子。
No room to any of these things.
没有任何的空间有这些的疑问。
Complete authority of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵完全的权柄。
For the Lord revealed His heart and His mind and His plans, His desires so strongly, clearly by that anointing which is true.
主耶稣把他的那个清清楚楚的在那个圣灵的恩膏里面。
No regrets, no second thought.
没有任何后悔，也没有任何的想法。
And joy and contentment.
那个平安喜乐和那个满足。
This is what this anointing does. This anointing teaches us.
这就是圣灵恩膏教训我们。
This anointing reveals the heart of God to us.
这个圣灵的恩膏把神的心启示在我们的里面。
We don't have much time, but briefly we may touch because we love this area of prayer. Let us turn to this one area of prayer.
我们讲到祷告。
There we know that we cannot even pray. We don't know what to pray.
我们甚至不知道怎样祷告。
We need this unction and anointing of the Holy Spirit that may pray from within with groanings.
我们需要这个圣灵在我们的里面说不出来的叹息
气。And there are many scriptures which tells that the anointing of the Lord, the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God.
很多经节说到说这个圣灵知道神的旨意。
The Holy Spirit knows what is in the heart of God.
圣灵知道说神的心意是。
And in our weakness, when we don't know what to pray, how to pray.
当我们软，我们不知道该怎样祷告。
The Holy Spirit.Intercedes on our behalf with groanings according to the will and the plan and the things which are in the mind and the hearts of the Lord.
圣灵就照着神的旨意，知道照着神的心意来替我们祷告。
And last thing.
最后。
The Spirit of the Lord gives us boldness. Boldness. No fear.
圣灵给我们这个勇敢。
Perfect love casts out all fear.
爱里除去惧怕。
And this love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
这句话是圣灵放到我们里面。
So the origin of this love, which can cast out all fear, is in the Holy Spirit.
所以这个爱是能够除去我们里面惧怕的爱是在。
By the way, this is not a philosophy we are talking about.
这不是一个理论。
When these disciples were empowered by the Holy Spirit, they could not sit quiet in that place.
当那个门徒们被圣灵所充满的时候，他们不能够再安静的坐在那里。
They went out and proclaimed this good news.
他们出去宣讲神的福音。
You crucified the Prince of Life.
你把生命的主钉在十字架上。
But God has raised him to be the Lord.
但是神已经把他立为主，立为基督。
5,000 were saved.
5,000人得救。
3,000 were saved.
3,000人得救。
When this power of the Holy Spirit comes alive in us and through us,
当圣灵的能力借着我们能实现出来的时候
It's not when we come and sit on these pews and listen to the sermons
不是说我们来到这里来听这个讲道
Or sit in the chairs
或者是坐在椅子上
But when we go out
当我们出去的时候
Then that anointing, that power will become alive
那个圣灵的恩膏就变成实际
This power is given unto not to just keep it
这个能力 给我们不是让我们坐在那里留给我们自己
But to take it to others
而是带给别人
There is a lady in India who is considered the fastest woman of India
有在印度有一个人被称为她是跑得最快的
Fastest runner
跑得最快的人
Her name is B.T. Usha Yeah, I cannot ignore that name. So one man invited him, invited her, for coffee, and cake.
一个人就邀请他去吃茶喝咖啡。
So there are many guests also in that house, and here comes P.T. Usha.
在那个房子里有很多人，这里那个 P.T. Usha 就来了。
And she joined this group.
他就参加了这个组。
And started drinking coffee and having the cake.
就开始喝咖啡吃那个蛋糕
This the whole told all his friends whom he did that I'm going to bring someone in your presence who is so powerful
这个主人就说我把一个人邀请到 你们这里来邀请到这里来他是这样有能力
And then as they were having the coffee and cake some started telling others I don't see any power in her
当他们在那里喝咖啡的时候有人就说我没有看见有任何的能力
The other says she's no different than us
他有的人说他跟我们没有任何的区别
And that is what it is
这就是事实
When we are sitting here listening to the sermons
当我们坐在这里听讲道的时候
Or when we are in our homes
或者我们在家里的时候
Sometimes no one can see that power we have it
人们看不到我们所有的这个
That life, the life-giving spirit, the Holy Spirit is the life-giving spirit.
这个圣灵的这个生命
And the spirit of power.
圣灵的能力
Doesn't become active when we just sit around.
当我们坐在那里的时候就不会那样子的活跃
But then this host told, okay, now come out in the open.
所以这个主人就说我们一起到外面去
And the host took his friends to the track field
所以主人就把他们带到了运动场上
And he introduced P.T. Usha
他就把他们把 P.T. Usha 介绍给他们
And as this host had this sound of the gun
当这个主人开了枪之后
Here goes P.T. Usha
P.T. Usha 就开始跑
So fast, so all were amazed, marveled at the power she had with her
她是跑的是这样子快人们被她的这个能力所惊讶
That's the same thing is with us, dear brothers and sisters
这个在我们身上有同样的事情
When we go under the anointing of the Holy Spirit to a workplace, to gospel to see and visit some sick people
当我们靠着圣灵的出去传福音或者去探望病人的时候
Then that power of the Holy Spirit The life of the Holy Spirit The love of the Holy Spirit will manifest
这个圣灵的能力圣灵的生命和圣灵的爱就会被彰显出来
And many will be touched
很多人就会被摸着
So may the Lord be with us as we seek the Lord and continue singing that song Fill me now, fill me now
所以当我们继续寻求主的时候愿主的圣灵来充满我们
That indeed Lord may baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with His fire
愿主耶稣在圣灵和火里面向我们施洗
When we are baptized with this fire of the Holy Spirit all the dross will burn away as we sang in that song again
当我们被圣灵的火所充满的时候所有的这些
These desires will go away from our life
所有这些草都不会烧结那个所有的愿望都不会烧结
Chains will fall off will be set free from our sinfulness
这个锁链都会被挣开所有的罪都会被释放
It's called the Holy Spirit
被称为圣灵
It will bring holiness in our life
在我们生活里面带来圣洁
Our struggles, our meditation, our fellowships Nothing can bring that holiness and the reality of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
那个我们的挣扎，我们的交通，我们的这些都不能够把这个实际所带。
The fullness of that Holy Spirit.
这个完全的圣灵。
Can bring this change, complete change, forevermore change in our lives.
能够带来这个完全的变化，这个永远的变化。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Lord, loving Heavenly Father.
恩典的主，充满爱的父。
What a Lord thou art! What a mighty God you are!
你是怎样的主？你是怎样全能的神
？What a mighty God we serve!
是怎样全能的神？我们是在这里服侍。
Father, you loved the world so much that you sent your Son.
你是这样子的爱我们，把你的独生子赐给我们。
And you send your Spirit.
你把你的圣灵赐给我们。
To finish this work.
来完成这个工作。
In each one of us.
我们每个人里面。
Among us,
在我们中间
on this earth,
在这个地上
that the bride may be ready,
在这个新妇能够
that we may be ready,
我们能够预备
that there may not be any wrinkle or spot be found in us,
在我们身上没有任何瑕疵、皱纹等类的病
that we may be ready for your glorious appearing,
我们能够预备好你的荣耀的显现
we may be ready to see thee face to face,
我们能够预备好与你面对面
prepare us, O Lord, by the workingAnd the empowering and the anointing of your Holy Spirit.
借着你的圣灵来预备我们。
We want to experience this in reality in our life.
我们想要在实际的里面来经历这件事情。
With thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
借着奉主耶稣的名，我们献上感谢。
Amen.
Amen.